Hi, I'm Nicola Cairncross and you're listening to the Money Gym podcast, where I interview successful entrepreneurs and investors and ask them if they could go back in time and give their younger selves one big tip about money, what would it be? I really hope you enjoy the show. Michelle Dale has been travelling and living abroad since 2005, when she started her virtual assistants business. She's now CEO of Virtual Miss Friday, working in the capacity of an online business consultant, helping people from all walks of life to embrace the digital nomad lifestyle through the digital programmes at thevaroadmap.com. She's a go-getting, ambitious and experienced entrepreneur who quit her job to start her own business in 2005 at the age of 23. Prior to establishing Virtual Miss Friday Limited, Michelle spent 9 years in a variety of service-based businesses, office manager and PA roles. She also bought and sold 5 properties and gained a wealth of business experience. Michelle was called upon to consult for an Australian Entrepreneurs Association in an effort to develop a cutting-edge programme for Austria's government in the year 2032. In one of the weird twists of fate, when I interviewed Michelle, we worked out that she might have been working in one of my local building societies when I lived in Shoreham-by-Sea, and I was just around the corner. Now she divides her time between Hania in Crete and Egypt, with her small but growing family. Tell us more about your money and your attitudes to money. You've obviously always had a good, positive, healthy attitude about earning well.
Okay, yeah. I have to say, the less I care about money, the more I earn.
That's interesting.
That is basically the crux of it. I mean, I used to obsess over money, especially working in a bank for so many years. And, you know, I used to sell things also, like, you know, not just mortgages, but I used to sell insurance and life insurance and buildings and contents insurance and pensions. And, you know, I was, you know, obsessed constantly with money and things going wrong, you know.
Yes.
Like, something's going to go wrong and then you're going to need a whole bunch of money and, you know, you're not going to have it. So to go from that kind of mentality, you know, to the way I am today is kind of like a sort of a massive transformation. But the way I see money is that it's paper. And you need money to be able to do things in life. So I basically focus on what I need the paper for and how much paper I need. And then I think about what I can do to basically get there. But I used to think that, you know, I had to control everything financially, that I had to be, you know, a complete control freak when it came to money, how I was going to make it, where it was going to come from, you know. And I used to sit there with my list of clients thinking to myself, right, what am I going to sell this client this month, where I'm going to, you know, and I would tot everything up and I would come up with a figure at the end of the month. But all that did was it blocked out every other opportunity out there that I could have got money from. So as soon as I realized I was making this mistake, that I was trying to put too much control over, you know, my financial situation, I just kind of put it out there and said, right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to offer the most value and I'm going to do something good for other people. I'm going to think about other people's lives and how I can make a difference in their lives. And then from that point, once I shifted my focus, the money just started to come in, you know, several fold what it did when I was trying to control it. So I have to say that the less, not so much the less I care about it, but the less I put my emphasis on worrying about it and just expecting it to come in and just keep creating and keep working and keep doing my thing, the easier it is for me to make it. And now I don't obsess over it. I always make sure that, you know, my family are provided for and taken care of. And I put a lot of faith and trust in my ability to be able to make it. And I just kind of, you know, try and stay positive.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And you've touched on some really important things there. By focusing on the creation and the creating value for clients, money does follow. But we all spend, you know, we're all conditioned and brought up to try and control our circumstances. Whereas actually what happens by keeping your overhead so low and then focusing on creating value, you're probably generating over and above what you need, which then starts to create a cushion, which then makes you feel safer. And it's just a virtuous circle, isn't it? Whereas the opposite can be true.
Definitely. And I think a lot of people focus on lack. They focus on the lack of money and, you know, and that gives you a very competitive mindset. And once you have that competitive mindset, you're constantly focused on, right, this is the market and, you know, I have to get as much share of the market as I possibly can in order to, you know, survive. And it's totally not the case. What you should be focusing on really is how you can be the best at what you can do. And, you know, people will gravitate towards you because you're putting out this, you know, sort of kind of business example or business model that you care about them, that you care about their business, about what's happening with them, you know, and then those people will want you in their corner. Whereas if you're saying, well, it's competitive and I can't give away all my secrets because she's going to take my clients, or, you know, they're going to, you know, steal my ideas and come up with something better than me, then, there's a focus on lack and there's a focus on abundance. And if you focus on the abundance, you know, everything else is just going to fall away and things will go in your favor.
I can always tell when I'm having a lack or scarcity kind of thought. My stomach goes all tight.
Yes, yeah.
But when you're focusing on something fun and creative and abundant and everything, it's like your heart's expanding in your chest. It's a very physical sensation.
And it's really hot. A lot of people say to me, you know, how do you not worry about, you know, when the bill's on the mat and you don't know how to pay it and you don't have the money to pay it? And the way I see it, right, is that you can sit there staring at that bill, worrying about it because you don't have the money, which isn't going to change anything. Or you can put the bill to one side and think, right, what can I do now to bring money in? And you can start getting creative and not worrying about it, but thinking to yourself about how you're going to make money. You know, what are you going to do? What skills, what talents do you have? What could you produce? What do people need? How could you add value to somebody else's life today that will actually, you know, in turn bring that money into you so you can pay that bill? So don't sit there staring at the bill, worrying about it. Put it to one side and focus on creation.
You've been listening to Nicola Cairncross on the Money Gym podcast. If you'd like to find out more about The Money Gym and how we can help you become more financially intelligent, just come on over to themoneygym.com. We'll see you over there.